You're listening to SBS News.
Environment Department Secretary Finn Pratt has written to the Auditor General asking him to bring forward a proposed audit of a federal government grant of almost $500 million to the Great Barrier Reef Foundation. Mr. Pratt says an audit has now become a priority. The government is under mounting pressure over its decision to grant $444 million to the private foundation without a competitive tender process. In Question Time, opposition leader Bill Shorten has demanded answers.
Today, Nine News has reported that the almost $500 million of taxpayer money that the Prime Minister offered to a small private foundation in a closed-door meeting was rushed out of the department in just 24 hours. Whether it's taxpayer-funded new coal-fired power stations or just private foundations run by his friends, why is this Prime Minister so reckless with taxpayers' money?
But Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull declined to directly address the issue.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The honourable member demeans himself and his party with his smears, but I'll ask the Minister for the Environment to deal with the timeline and the process relating to that grant.
Environment Minister Josh Frydenberg struggled at times to clearly respond to questions from the opposition.
Mr. Speaker, what is very clear is that when we met firstly on the 9th of April with the foundation to solicit their to elicit whether they were interested in partnering with members on my left.
But he went on to stress departmental processes were followed.
The process to establish the grant included the development of grant guidelines by the department to specify the intended outcome and conditions of the grant, and an assessment and due diligence review by the department of the foundation's proposal responding to the guidelines. Now, Mr. Speaker, the department made it very clear, and I'm quoting the department. The department assessed that the foundation's proposal represents value for money and is an appropriate use of Commonwealth resources, Mr. Speaker.
But earlier, Great Barrier Reef Foundation Managing Director Anna Marsden had said nobody from the government contacted her or anyone else in the foundation about a due diligence process in the grant. Ms. Marsden's told the ABC she'd been unaware of any efforts to ensure the record grant was going to the right place, and it was like winning lotto.
Look, it was a complete surprise. I think there's lots of people who have repeated a quote that I had about it. It was it certainly was a big surprise.
Ms. Marsden says the foundation learned on April the 9th it would receive the money, and it was only afterwards the foundation had to submit an application. Greens leader Richard Di Natale says it's a disgrace.
The fact that you could have $500 million of taxpayer money being handed to an organisation who calls it winning the lottery when they get that money with no public oversight says everything you need to know about Malcolm Turnbull's government. Whenever Malcolm Turnbull's in trouble, he reverts to type. He hands money over to his big business mates. He tries to buy his way out of trouble. This is not money for the Great Barrier Reef. This is money for the coal and gas industry, for the who's who of the big end of town.
The environment group Friends of the Earth has also questioned the foundation's credentials. Spokesman Cam Walker's told SBS he has serious concerns.
There are many, many NGOs working to protect the reef, and they're working very frugally. I think this entity doesn't have a clear track record of doing productive work on the reef in terms of delivering outcomes. So I think there's probably a range of other groups that would have been better recipients for these funds.
The opposition has called for the grant to be handed back. Senior Labor MP Tony Burke says he's concerned CSIRO reef scientists might have to go through the foundation instead of the government for funding. Mr. Burke says the deal from beginning to end has been an inappropriate and dodgy use of taxpayer money. The foundation partners with businesses including Qantas and BHP and institutions such as the Australian National University and the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority. Sonia Heidemann, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.